Hey, everybody, and welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I'm Clayton Morris. This is the show where we talk specifically about buy and hold real estate. We don't talk about other strategies and tactics. The whole point of this show is to help you build wealth and legacy wealth for you and your family through buy and hold real estate. And I believe it's really the number one way to build wealth in this country. So this show, you know, it's interesting. The subject of today's show I wanted to talk about because I had posted something on Facebook. I know it was a few weeks ago. And some Yahoo jumped in there and said, oh, this just sounds, you know, it was just like an article about real estate investing or, you know, about buy and hold real estate. And some person chimed in, you know, oh, I've seen pyramid schemes before. Real estate is a scheme or a scam. And it's a get-rich-quick scheme. Beware. I think that's what he wrote. And I just started laughing. I mean, you can't – how can you – you know, you can only lead a horse to water. You can't get him to drink. And when you have somebody who's that ignorant about real estate, I mean, there's just no hope. So I think I even made the mistake of trying to comment back to him, which just opens up another can of worms. You know, it's like trying to – talk to your crazy uncle about something, you know, trying to talk to your crazy alcoholic uncle and trying to get him to understand something. It's just a losing argument. There's, you know, you can't really do it. But I got so defensive, you know, he said, this is just a get rich quick scheme. I thought to myself, you know, so I defended that. I jumped in. I said, no, it's not a scheme. It's not a get rich quick scheme. You know, more millionaires have been made in this country by buying real estate and investing in real estate than any other form of investing in our country's history. You know, I just was kind of throwing facts and figures at him a little bit, and came back with something more, you know, ignorant than before. But the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, his argument was that it was a get rich quick scheme. And I thought about it over the past couple of weeks. I said, wait a second, I have completely changed my life thanks to real estate in a short amount of time. And I thought about it, I said, is there any other vehicle that can enable you to do that, say, other than like winning the lottery, which no one does, and which is to me one of the biggest scams in the world, that people spend money on lottery tickets as if they're going to win. You know, you have a greater chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery. And I know it's fun, whatever, but the bottom line is that's a scheme. You know, that's an absolute scheme that the government can make money off of people. And I think they prey on poor people who stand in line, you know, and the government makes money off of that. It's really sad. So anyway, the idea that, you know, is this a get rich quick scheme? And the more I thought about it, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to come out against that anymore. I really believe that it is. Think about it for a second. I think real estate is a get rich quick scheme. Or let me adjust it a little bit. I think real estate investing is get wealthy quick scheme. And, you know, I may just change the word scheme in it, but even if you don't, it's still true that it is the fastest way to build wealth in this country if you stick to a plan and execute on it. Remember, all it takes is getting that first property. And there's so many ways to do that, right? You could, you know, my first property and the properties I still buy to this day are in that $40,000, $50,000 range. Well, by doing that, I've achieved financial freedom. I'm here to tell you that it's true and possible. When someone tells you that it's not, they're full of it, or they're just too ignorant and they don't want to be educated. And I often think that, you know, ignorance sometimes is comfortable. People like to wear that blanket of ignorance. You ever hear that phrase, you know, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't, right? It's sad, like why people stay in abusive relationships just because they know it, even though they hate it, they just know it. And leaving is scarier than staying. And I think that's the same thing here, that if you're just too ignorant, that there's no way to kind of come back from that. And it's not really up to me to twist anybody's arm to invest in real estate. I personally believe it, that it's changed my life. And so many of our investors that we work with at Morris Invest, like, their lives have been changed because of real estate. Heck, you even heard an episode with Jody a few weeks ago here on the show. She's not even one of our investors, but her life has been changed because of real estate. And in a short amount of time, she's achieved financial freedom. In a short amount of time. No other investment vehicle exists that can enable you to achieve financial freedom in a short amount of time. It's impossible. I want to kind of go through why I think this is the case. If you think about getting a property, one property, $40,000, $45,000, $50,000 property, $60,000 property, and it's cash flowing every month, you've rehabbed it, you're taking care of it, and it's fully managed for you by a property management team, you then have an asset. You have a new asset that you're adding to your overall net worth. Now your overall net worth, if you bought the property for 45 or 50, but it's worth 60, you just added $60,000 to your net worth, but you only paid 45 for it. Now we have that one property. Well, wouldn't it be great if we pulled the equity out of that property to buy our second property? We go to a bank, they give us a loan, 75% loan to value. I pull almost the exact amount of money out of the property that I put into it, and I roll that into my second property. And then I pull the money out of that property and I roll it into my third and my fourth. And before you know it, you've got 10 properties. And you're using the equity to roll it and snowball it in order to create financial freedom. You're not buying one property and then you're sitting back until the tenant ends up paying off a mortgage that you took out on it. So 10 years from now, you finally get to enjoy the fruits of your labor. No. Using the power of buying, a property that is off market or below market value in an appreciating market, where you're able then to use that equity to roll it into other properties. So you get that first property, and however you get it, I don't know, maybe you've got cash on hand, you use a 401k, you've got your IRA, or you've got savings, your savings account, or you get private money. Uncle Jimmy, he's got $200,000. He doesn't know what to do with it. He's willing to lend it to you at 8% or 6% interest with no points. Thanks, Uncle Jimmy. I'm going to buy four properties with that. Then I've got four free and clear properties that I can then use. I'm obviously paying back the loan, but that's where the tenants come in. And the tenants are paying your cash flow and they're paying your loan down every month. And you're able to just use the equity to buy more properties. And that's how you can create real wealth. And it is a get wealthy quick scheme. It truly is. I'm going to stop defending it that way. I mean, I really think it is. If someone wants to say, oh, that's just a get rich quick scheme, yes, it is. Think about it. Let's talk about the appreciation. Residential real estate appreciates average over the long term about 4% to 5% a year. Well, you know what that is? That's your net worth increasing. So with buy and hold real estate, we're not selling those properties. I intend to hold all of the properties that I own for the rest of my life. I don't intend on ever selling them, but it's nice to know that appreciation is there. You know why? Because when I want to go leverage those properties and get a HELOC on those properties or a cash out refinance or do a portfolio, loan, cash out and take that money out. Well, now the value is higher. That gives me more borrowing power. That gives me the ability to go buy more properties with that little appreciation. So, generally 1% to 2% above the inflation rate. But that's not the only way that we make money on our investments. Keep in mind, if the property appreciates, it's compounding the return that you receive. So, it keeps going up and up and up. So over those years, so where I buy my properties, we see a nice, 4% appreciation year over year, 3% to 4% appreciation, even in C neighborhoods that I like to buy in. And if you're new to the podcast, you can go back. We have a whole archive of episodes here going back. I mean, we've been doing this for nearly, 90 shows now. So you can go back and listen to how, what we look for in an A, B, and C neighborhood, why I love buying C neighborhoods, how to figure out return on investment, ROI. You can go back to some of those episodes where, and go through those. But, even in C neighborhoods, I see a nice appreciation. Some of the streets I've purchased properties on, we've rebuilt the whole street. They were boarded up a few years ago, and now they're all rehabbed and rented. I mean, think about that and what that does for a neighborhood, but then what also that does for your net worth and your appreciation. Then think about the cash flow. That's number two, right? So you've got appreciation of the asset, then you've got cash flow. So that's the money that's now coming in from tenants. Immediately. You're not waiting till you're 75 for retirement for this money to be working for you. So that to me is real wealth, that I could be on vacation and I've got six rental properties that are bringing in $3,000 a month in cash flow. Great. Think about that. What would $3,000 additional every month do for you and your life? Well, that's cash flow. That's coming in from your tenants. That is wealth. That is getting rich quickly. When you're done renovating a property and in 6 to 8 weeks like we do, and it's cash flowing a few weeks after that, You mean to tell me you just turned $40,000, $50,000 into $700 a month in cash flow? That's wealth. And then if you've got a principal payment, you know, if you've got a particular mortgage, that's number three. You have your principal being paid down. So maybe the tenants are paying your rent or paying rent, and then that's paying down the money that you borrowed. So you have a mortgage on a property. Part of that monthly mortgage payment goes towards the loan principal. Over time, the principal is getting paid off and you're building up equity. Again, another way that you're becoming more wealthy because you're building up your net worth. You know, it's amazing. And then think about the equity that it takes to buy, or the amount that you're spending to buy the property, right? So we call it really startup equity. So if you're spending $20,000-$30,000 on repairs, let's say you find a property and you've got to spend that amount, well, that is a tax benefit. So that startup equity and tax benefits. Think about the overwhelming number of tax benefits for owning investment properties. So when this Yahoo says it's a get-rich-quick scheme, he's absolutely right. It is. Because immediately when you become a real estate investor, it offsets all of your taxes. You know, there are a number of tax benefits. I can go through a few of them. You won't actually, you know, it'll come back to you in the form of deductions. It'll reduce your overall income taxes. If you have mortgage interest is a write-off. Insurance, you write off the insurance. Repairs are a write-off. Association dues is also tax deductible, so HOA dues. So as a real estate investor, if you, you know, open up an LLC and you travel to your, you know, rental properties, right? Travel, meal expenses, the distance that you're traveling for all of those things is a write-off. Then, of course, the depreciation on the property that you get to claim every year for 27.5 years. You can defer taxes on properties that you sell, right, by using a self-directed IRA or a 1031 exchange. We just had an investor just purchase five properties with us using a 1031 exchange. He'd sold his house in California, and he wanted five properties to match. What a powerful tool, right? Now he went from one house to five, and he's got the cash flow then being able to come in from those five. There's all kinds of different ways to build wealth, but if you look at the actual potential return just in that first year of owning an investment property, it's monumental. I mean, that's why this is one of our busiest times of the year right now, because everyone's scrambling to try to buy a rental property before the end of the year so that they can save on this year's taxes. So, I mean, just think about the wealth that you're building by becoming a real estate investor. You know, I get so excited hearing from you guys who are taking action, who've been listening to the podcast for a few months, and you've been taking notes, and I get emails from you all the time. And sometimes, like, I got one from an investor who we haven't worked with yet, but he's getting ready to start doing investing for the first time. And he said, you know, I've been kicking myself that I haven't taken action sooner, but now is the time. I'm going to do it. And I just get so excited that, you know, people's lives are being changed by real estate. However you do it, if you do it yourself, if you, you know, you work with a realtor and you go out and you want to swing hammers on the weekend and build wealth, there is no faster way to accumulate and build wealth in this country than through real estate investing. So when you're talking to one of your friends, one of your friends says, real estate, I don't know. You know, that sounds like a get rich quick scheme. Just laugh at them and say, yep, you know what? You are absolutely right. It is a get rich quick scheme. Real estate. So go out there, folks, take action and become a real estate investor. And you can laugh in the face of people when they're sitting back waiting for their 401k to come in when they're 59 and a half years old, and you're on vacation living off of passive income through your rental properties. I love it. I love it. Hey, I want to make mention of something really quickly here. We're going to do a special. I wanted to, you know, kind of give back and say thank you to everyone. And I wanted to do like a special hour. Maybe it'll bleed into 2 hours. I don't even know. But after Christmas, on the 26th of December, at noon Eastern time, on December 26th, I am looking to do a 1 to 2 hour. Live sort of Q&A, thank you, appreciation live stream. And I want you guys to jump into the stream, ask any questions that you can, anything you think of, and we'll just talk real estate. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. It'll be and just kind of spend that time with you. So it'd be a great time. We're all going to get together. The way we're going to do it is we're going to do it on our YouTube channel. So come over to the Morris Invest YouTube channel. We've been doing a lot of great videos over there, really diving deep on really specific topics like how to get private money, how to set up and get your credibility one sheet together for private money, to everything like the types of plumbing to put in rental properties and all of that. So we've been doing a lot of work over there. So at the Morris Invest YouTube channel, just do a search for that or come over and then subscribe to the channel and it'll be YouTube Live is the way we'll do it. And you'll be able to jump then and watch it live. And then of course, jump into the comment chat. And we may be even able to bring some of you guys on the show. So if you've got a specific question, we can even, connect you so you'll jump on live and join us on video if you'd like as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the day after Christmas, if you're just listening to this, we're publishing this before Christmas. So the day after Christmas here in the United States would be noon Eastern time on December 26th. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I think we'll have a lot of fun. And I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for such a wonderful year. You guys have just been great. The downloads have been amazing. The 5-star reviews that you've been leaving in the iTunes store have just been really, touched my heart a lot, and Natalie's as well. So thanks so much to all of you. Go out there, take action, become a real estate investor, and we will see you on Wednesday with another episode of this podcast. Have a great one, everyone.